Charlie India, radio check. Yankee Charlie India, radio check. Bill, you're loud and clear. KR4ACR. Thank you very much, sir. I'm just trying a couple of the loops on this man pack, just trying to make sure I've got it going right.
On another subject, did you ever get that Yaesu antenna working at the house?
Right here lately, I haven't even turned on that radio lately. I've just had too many other things going on and been trying to get this radio to work the right way, which I think I about figured it out, but that's my next project. Do you have some ideas?
No, I'm just somewhat interested in what I might get next, and I just wondered if you ever got it to work like you wanted it to.
Problem with that is that I have made 10-meter contact on that with it in the house where it is. It does tune itself. It works really well with the FT991A. It's a good antenna. I think it'd be better if I put it outside.
Yeah, probably so.
Tuned to the other bands. Although it has trouble with some of the bands where it has to extend all the way. It'll lengthen by about 8 inches with some of the the higher bands.
Well, I just hadn't heard you mention that on the radio in a good while, so I just thought about it since you were talking.
Get some high frequency stuff going. I just haven't had I've got an antenna that I could run out the back window, but I'm in the middle of some other stuff right now that I'm not going to try that until I got some of that other stuff out of the way.
I understand. Well, I was just curious.
See, the way I've got it set up, it should work fine. Except I can't make discernible combo on 20 meter. Well, I can only make it on 10 meter. I've made a few contacts on 10 meters.
So it's in the house when they say it should work.
A chief engineer sent me a picture of one of theirs in their lab on a filing cabinet the way I've got mine set up.
Who knows then?
It probably doesn't occur to them that while they're telling me this that they're Yaesu engineers and I'm just a guy trying to figure out how to talk on the radio.
Yeah. They're still selling radios, so there you go.
Not with one radio in the last few days that everybody's running to get, like it's the latest iPhone, the FTX1 or something.
Yeah, but I heard some guys talking yesterday on that Fleet Talk system, and they were talking about some radio that came out about $6,200. So that's not in my ballpark.
Found my FT991 on used, and it works fine. So after being a gun guy as long as I was, where I had to try every new gun, and being a videographer as long as I was, where I had to try every camera, I've learned just to be happy with what works.
That. I'll let you go. I was just curious about that, but you are sounding good. That's KR4ACR, KQ4, Yankee Charlie, and it'll be the least chance I get. Put on top of you.
My next project now is get this ATOS 120 antenna to work somehow, even if I have to run it outside.
Well, I mean, can you take it outside and get the radio out there and just try to work it outside on a sunny day and see?
If I could figure out, I've got a plug-in out here that I can plug the power source into. I just have to find some way to prop up the radio and put the antenna where it has to be, but I can do it.
Well, I just meant that might tell you if it actually works outside or not better.
Go to all the trouble of trying to run a coaxial cable from outside into the house like you mean just to see if that's going to be the way it works. That's not a bad idea.
Exactly what I mean.
Idea, I could do that. I just have to pick a day when it isn't raining. But I mean, here lately, every day it seems to either threaten to rain or it's going to rain, and then it's beautiful, and then it rains again. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I can't figure out the weather for you.
Be something that I have to, I'm going to have to catch it on the right day.
Well, good luck with that. Like I say, you're sounding good, so I'm going to let you go. I was just curious about all that. This is KR4ACR. I'll be clear on your phone.
The I am clear.